Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
A group of leading archaeologists and scholars fear historically significant wrecks lying beyond Britain's territorial waters are being plundered and destroyed by commercial treasure hunters. The UN Convention covers ships that have been on the seabed for over a century. Quite apart from their historical significance, they're also the final resting place for those lost at sea. Sir Barry Cunliffe, retired professor of European archaeology at Oxford University, says the UN Convention provides a legal and practical framework for protecting such sites.
What it does mean is that if a British ship lies in deep waters, outside territorial waters, any signatory can prevent anyone who is doing treasure seeking on that wreck from using their own ports. So it begins to strengthen our hold on our underwater cultural heritage.
In the past, some wrecks were protected from plunder because they lay deep beneath the sea, but advancing excavation techniques have stripped away this safeguard. Sir Barry says treasure hunters can be very destructive as they try to find valuable artefacts. Britain abstained from voting for the convention back in 2001 because it doubted it would be effective given it doesn't have universal support. However, the British government says it has adopted the detailed practical guidelines provided by UNESCO when dealing with marine archaeology, and it will continue to keep its position under review. Sir Barry and his fellow scholars hope that their report will prompt ministers to take a fresh look at the matter.